Hello, folks. This is Pastor Brandon coming to you from Salem Springs, Arkansas, with another live devotional. And it's good to be here today. I just wanted to just kind of talk about something today for the devotional, just about spiritual maturity. And hang on a second. I'm just going to move my... It's still kind of bright, but okay, we'll try to do what we can here so I can kind of put myself in the way of the light so it doesn't blind. Anyways, so today for tonight's devotion, I'm going to be talking about spiritual maturity. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I want you to go to verse 11. It says, Paul says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now, as you know, when we are born, in the flesh, and we drink milk as a baby. But as when we start to grow and when we start to get off the milk and onto more things that we can actually eat, and the more and more we start to grow and get older, and when we start to grow up, through those times of growing up, our parents teach us on how to be mature, right? Now, when we were a child, we did childish things. Now, what Paul says is that when he was a child, he did things that a child would do. But when he became a man, he put away childish things. Now, when we go from to being a baby to a child, we do things that are childish because we're children. But once we start to become older and when we become an adult, we know physically that when we become an adult, we put away childish things. We don't do things that are childish. Like, we don't go around sucking our thumbs, drinking from a baby bottle. We don't do any of that. Adults don't do any of that. Adults act like adults. Well, the same thing spiritually. And sometimes when we become, see, Jesus said, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit." And we have to be born of both flesh and spirit for us to enter in to the kingdom of God. In other words, we all are born once, but we have to have a born again experience, meaning that we have to give our life to Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to be born again. Now, when we are born again, we are babies in Christ, which means that we need to have the sincere milk of the Word. Amen? Meaning we drink milk. But through time, we start to grow up in the faith. And there are times where God will, God will coddle us and keep us. But once we start to grow up, he'll start to, back away. I mean, he won't forsake you or leave you, but he's going to give you room to grow. Okay? And once you start growing, God's going to allow, God will allow certain things in your life to happen for you to grow. Okay? Now, and Peter, it says, okay, let's see here. I just want to type something here in my phone. I gotta look it up. It's in Peter, but see, fiery trial. Let's see. I'm gonna just put trial. I'm gonna do that. Trial. Okay. In 1 Peter 1:7, okay, it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found on the praise and honor and glory of the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, when we start to grow, God is going to allow fiery trials that is to try our faith. And what that does is it burns off the dross and it helps us to, you know, and the stuff that we go through is to try our patience. Why? So that we might be perfect and tire wanting nothing. Okay? Now, perfect does not mean sinless perfection. What it means is it is spiritual maturity. Okay? Now, how many of you that are watching, how many of you, I'm sure a lot of you that are watching, but how many of you would say that there are things in your life that are discomforting and not comfortable? And in other words, there's things in your life that you kind of wonder why certain things are. And let me tell you something, it's all part of growing up spiritually. Just as we have to physically grow up, we also have to spiritually grow up. And sometimes when we spiritually grow up, there's going to be growing pains. And growing pains is not necessarily a pleasant thing. Okay, it's not. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. God takes the trials of your life and He's going to use that for your good. Whether it is to chasten you, correct you, rebuke you, or to burn the dross off, or to really help you to grow and stretch your faith. But when you stretch your faith, when you exercise your faith, and when God works on you, it isn't really that pleasant, because it's not pleasant because it's pains. It's growing pains. But it is for our benefit that we go through those things. Amen? So let's go to James really quickly. Let's go to James. Let's start in James chapter 1. Let's start in verse 1. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. You know what's interesting? Isn't it interesting that patience is referred to as a her? Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So we see here, this is talking about spiritual maturity. Amen? And through life experience and through things that we go through, God uses that to stretch us out. And it's unpleasant, but it is needful. Many of you may not know, I was in karate. I did Taekwondo for 9 years. I am the only one in my family that's ever achieved a first degree black belt. And I'll tell you what, when you work to getting a black belt in Taekwondo, they work you out like there is no tomorrow, okay? But when you warm up for class, and when you do things, and when you stretch, they try to stretch you out. They put you in places where you're not comfortable. And when you stretch and prepare for classes, it's like, you kind of have to kind of push yourself to be more flexible in a manner. Well, the same thing spiritually. In order for you to be flexible, God has to stretch you out. And sometimes stretching you out means he's going to put you in places that he seems best fit. And God is going to make sure that, you know, God, and sometimes God has to put you through things that you may not want to do, but it's for your good. It's for all of our good, so that we might grow spiritually mature. Amen. And I'll tell you what. Hard work pays off. Hard work pays off. And I'll tell you what. All the stuff that we go through, all the trials and temptations and the stretching, it is all temporary. What God is doing is he's trying to help you become spiritually mature, because he's trying to prepare you for eternity. And by that, he is preparing you so that no one ever, ever has to be kicked out of heaven ever again. I'm going to tell you something. The devil, that red dragon, the serpent, was kicked out of heaven because of his rebellion. And God's going to make sure it doesn't ever happen again. And I'm going to tell you something. We having a sin nature don't like to be put in positions that stretch us out. But it's for our own good that we go through those things, because by being spiritually mature, patience will have her perfect work. But also, it is preparation. It is preparation for what is coming in and for eternity. Amen. So I want to encourage you guys. Okay, and I don't want to try to make this a full length message, and I apologize if I'm rambling on and on and on. I want to encourage you guys that next time that you go through a trial, and next time that there's a fiery trial or there's something that's going on, there's always something that God is doing. And I'm going to tell you something. God is the potter and we are the clay. And sometimes he has to chisel off the not so good parts, and he's trying to form you in an image that is in the image of his son. And Jesus Christ is the only one who's perfect. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. When you get home, when we go home, we will be in the likeness of Christ. Amen. And when we go home, we will be perfect. And you know why? It's because we've gone through all the trials and tribulations that we needed to on earth to be refined and purified and perfect. So that when we go home, that we can be spiritually mature. And when we go home, we will be able to lay our rewards down at his feet to give him praise, glory, and honor forever and ever. Amen. And so anyways, I just want to encourage you guys. I want to exhort you tonight that whatever things that you're going through, okay, it is temporary. And God's going to use it for your good. And remember this. And I'm going to close with this. Remember that all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Amen. So the next time that you go through a tough time, remember that God will use it for the good, for your good. Amen. Whether it's to teach you a lesson or to even bring you more patience, and to help you to spiritually grow. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope that this kind of gives you some perspective. I do apologize if I rambled on and on and on. And I sometimes I'm kind of like Moses. I feel like I stutter. I feel like I have a stutter at times. And but I'm going to tell you something. I'm still going to do my videos, and I'm still going to do what God wants me to do, even if I stutter, because I know that God will take it and use it for His glory, for His kingdom, and His honor. Amen. But anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. You have a great night. Remember, tomorrow I'm going to be doing Fishers of Men. I will be continuing on with our faith series. We're going to be talking about Father Abraham. And Tuesday, we're going to be talking about, Tuesday, we're going to be doing Pastor Brandon Live. And keep me in prayer. This is the last week of work before my month's worth of vacation. If the Lord willing, I'm going to take that month of vacation to just take some time and spend time with the Lord and just continue doing the ministry as God wants me to, okay? So you pray for me on that. You pray that God will provide during that month for our bills for January. And I know God will provide, amen? So anyways, listen, I love you guys. I hope you all can tune in tomorrow. With that said, I hope you had a good weekend and a good Sunday, and you have a very blessed week. I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.